Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Altman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Danny Murphy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Ortega. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Phil Ortega. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Camilli and he is safe. Ashburn steals second. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Burkell and he is out, Banks applying the tag. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Altman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Davis, who is chasing the ball. Altman reaches third base with a triple. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ortega fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burkell strikes out. 2 outs. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley strikes out. Burpell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fairley out. 2 outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellsworth strikes out. 1 out. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Doug Camilli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ortega hits a fly ball into right field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wills is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Neal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Dick Burpell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burpell is 0 for 1 in the game. Burpell takes first base on ball 4. Santo moves to second. Danny Murphy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard fields it and throws to second for the out. Santo moves to third. 1 out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Santo scores. Murphy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Cubs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murphy scores. Ellsworth moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zimmer hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ellsworth scores. Ashburn moves to third. Zimmer moves to second. It's 5-0, Cubs. Ed Roebuck now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Ashburn scores. Zimmer moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Al Heist now playing center field. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard takes first base on 4. Davis moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on 4. Davis moves to third. Howard moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Heist. Lillis reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. Howard scores. Davis moves to third. It's 6-2, Cubs. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Camilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Ed Roebuck. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Essigian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Sherry now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Altman strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on 4. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bertel hits a line drive towards first. Howard catches it and steps on first to double up Santo. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Wills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Neal moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Neal moves to third. Davis moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Murphy is 0-2 in the game. Murphy takes first base on 4. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ellsworth is 0-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ellsworth bunts towards first. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Heist hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murphy moves to third. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kindle hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Heist moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fairley is 0-2 in the game. Fairley takes first base on 4. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lillis is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lillis hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Fairley moves to second. Joe Schaefernoth now pitching. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Camilli is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fairley scores. Lillis moves to third. It's 6-3, Cubs. Norm Larker pinch hits for Larry Sherry. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Larker takes first base on 4. Camilli moves to second. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Wills is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lillis scores. Camilli moves to third. Larker moves to second. It's 6-4, Cubs. Don Elston now pitching. Wally Moon pinch hits for Charlie Neal. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Moon strikes out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Davis is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Howard is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Howard takes first base on 4. Camilli scores. Larker moves to third. Wills moves to second. It's 6-5, Cubs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Davis is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Sandy Koufax now pitching. Norm Larker now playing first base. Frank Howard now playing right field. Jim Gilliam now playing second base. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Banks is 0-3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas pinch hits for George Altman. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 5. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Thomas now playing first base. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lillis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Lillis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Camilli is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Camilli hits a fly ball into right field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Larker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lillis moves to second. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wills is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Wills hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Burkell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burkell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson pinch hits for Danny Murphy. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Elston bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 5. The Dodgers will come to bat. Lou Johnson now playing right field. Duke Snider pinch hits for Sandy Koufax. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pignatano pinch runs for Duke Snider. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis bunts towards first. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Elston fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Elston. Davis moves to second. Frank Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Mel Wright now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Williams now pitching. Al Heist batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Heist is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heist hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heist moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle bunts towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Heist moves to third. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 4 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Dodgers 5. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Lillis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Camilli batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Camilli is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Camilli hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Heist. Camilli reaches second base with a double. Lillis moves to third. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Larker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larker hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lillis tags and scores. One out. It's 8-6, Cubs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wills is 3 for 5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Wills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Camilli moves to third. Glenn Hobby now pitching. John Rosporo pinch hits for Stan Williams. John Rosporo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Vertel and he is safe. Will steals second. John Rosporo batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Rosporo hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Camilli tags and scores. Wills tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-7, Cubs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Davis is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wills scores. It's Cubs, 8, Dodgers, 8. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. With three walks. He's got one RBI. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Dodgers 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Roger Craig now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo strikes out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bertel is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lillis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Dodgers 8. the Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lillis is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lillis hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Lillis. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Lillis steals second. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Camilli is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lillis moves to third. Norm Larker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Larker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Dodgers 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hobby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Heist is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Heist bunts in front of the plate. Camilli scoops up the ball and tags Heist for the out. Hobby moves to second. One out. Bob Will pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Will hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Will for the out. Hobby moves to third. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Williams is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Banks is 0-for-5 in the game. Banks is walked intentionally. Williams moves to second. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Dodgers 8. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim McKnight now playing second base. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wills is 4-for-6 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Santo. McKnight throws it away. That's an error on McKnight. Davis moves to third. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Dodgers 8. the Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lillis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burpell is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Burpell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hobby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Dodgers 8. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-3 in the game. Gilliam bunts in front of the plate. Burpell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 5-for-6 in the game, with 4 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKnight fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Dodgers 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Heist is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lillis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McKnight strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Dodgers 8. The Dodgers will come to bat. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Camilli is 4-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wills is 4-for-7 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wills hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Herb Noren pinch hits for Roger Craig. Herb Noren batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hobby fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hobby. Wills moves to second. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Noren strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Dodgers 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Palmquist now pitching. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Camilli settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Camilli. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Dodgers 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo strikes out. 1 out. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Dick Burkell. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taylor strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Grady Hatton pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-8, Cubs. Al Heist batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Heist is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Heist takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Hatton moves to second. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McKnight is 0 for 1 in the game. McKnight hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Hatton moves to third. Heist moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-8, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Dodgers 8. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sammy Taylor now catching. Bob Anderson now pitching. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 3 for 7 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 4 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKnight scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 8. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.